Hello? Oh, hey, Julia. How's it going in Russia? Oh, that's great. Yeah, everything's going great here. I've just been posting a lot of stories on my Instagram. Do you think I'm going overboard? All right. Well, hopefully I don't go overboard. Let me know if I'm going overboard, okay? I'll catch you later, all right? Thanks for the call. All right, bye. Hey, guys. Just got a call from my friend Julia in Russia, and she asked what I was up to, and I said, well, I'm posting a lot of stories, a lot of Instagram stories. Hey, are you following me on Instagram? Started posting some stories, and I hope I can start teaching a bit more English on my Instagram. So if you're not following me on Instagram, go check me out there and give me a follow. So yeah, do you know what it means to go overboard? To go overboard. I told Julia, am I going overboard? What does that mean? Okay, to go overboard on something means you do something in a way that is excessive or a bit extreme. Okay, so if I say I'm going overboard posting Instagram stories, that means I'm just posting a lot of them. Maybe just I'm flooding my Instagram with stories. Flood, to flood something means to just to do a lot of them, right? Like a flood, like a water flood, right? If a flood comes, imagine if a flood were to come down from the mountains over there or something, right? The flood would just sweep everything. It would just cover everything, right? So that's what it means to flood. If I flood my Instagram with stories or with posts or whatever, it means I'm doing a lot of it, okay? So that's what it means to go overboard on something. So it means to do anything excessively. So, I mean, anything you can think of. Let's say, let's say your kid is putting ketchup on their food, right? You could tell your kid, hey, don't go overboard. If your kid's putting a lot of ketchup on their food, you could say, hey, son, don't go overboard putting that ketchup on your food, right? And then your kid could say, oops, I went overboard. Hear those dogs? I think there's some dogs fighting over there. Man, that's annoying. I wonder if they're gonna stop. You know what I hate? One of my pet peeves is when people don't control their animals in public. Like, very often I'm walking around out here, right? And a dog will just come running at me. It happens almost every day where a dog will just come running at me. It's like okay, I'm looking around. Where's the owner? Oh, okay, I see the owner. The owner's not doing anything with their dog. Dog is coming charging. It's a bit, I mean, you don't know where this dog is from, what the dog wants, if the dog has friendly intentions or not. So that's a big pet peeve of mine. How about you? What's your pet peeve? Let me know some of your pet peeves down in the comments. A pet peeve is something that just irritates you. It bothers you. Right? Man, people not controlling their dogs or their kids in a store or something. If kids are yelling and shouting and running all over the place, that's a pet peeve. It makes me think, man, those parents are stupid. They don't control their kids, right? So a pet peeve could be anything. Maybe someone slurps their tea and you don't like the sound of them slurping their tea, right? Like anything that frustrates you, right? Okay, I think the dogs are gone, so I can keep making my video here. Yeah, so to go overboard could be anything, right? Your kid who put ketchup all over his food, a little bit too much ketchup, could say, I went a bit overboard. I think I went a bit overboard, right? Or if you're putting sugar in your coffee, for example, I could tell you, hey, don't you think you're going a bit overboard? Just keep dumping teaspoonful after teaspoonful of sugar into your coffee. Hey Julia, don't you think you're going a bit overboard on the sugar? Well, most people just take like 2 or 3 spoons of sugar. You put like 50 spoons of sugar in there. I don't know if Julia actually puts 50 spoons of sugar in her coffee, but yeah, you get the idea, right? To go overboard on something. So you could say, don't go overboard on that. Or if you do it, you could say, I went a bit overboard. I think I went overboard on that. Okay, so this could be with anything, right? Imagine you're planning a party, right? And you put some decorations up and you're just making all kinds of different dishes for the party and just trying to do everything like to the extreme, right? Your friend could say, whoa, you went overboard on this. It was just a simple party. You got all the decorations and everything. Wow, you really went overboard. So in that case, it would be a compliment, right? If someone really goes overboard on something, wow, you know, it's like that you're telling them they did a lot. Or you went overboard on, wow, you really went overboard. Cooked all these different kinds of foods and all this decoration. Man, you went overboard. Or you could say, hey, don't go overboard. It's just going to be a, hey, Julia. Yeah, I mean, we're just going to have a simple party, right? Don't go overboard. Don't put up a lot of decorations. Don't do anything fancy. Don't go overboard. Right? Very often, you know, when people have like Christmas parties or something, you know, maybe your grandma cooks a lot of stuff or she puts up decorations and maybe that's she's going overboard. So you could tell her, grandma, don't go overboard. Or maybe she might say, hey, we're not gonna go overboard this year. We're just gonna keep it simple. Right now with the pandemic, we can't really have a lot of guests over, so we're just gonna keep it simple. We're not gonna go overboard this year. All right, and what other example? You could use it for anything. Like I said, let's say you're getting a haircut and you tell the barber, you know, take off an inch. I just want, you know, just want about an inch shorter. Let's say the barber cuts off like 2 or 3 inches. You could say, wow, you really went overboard. Not giving you a tip. You went overboard. You can tell your friends, I told the barber to take 1 inch off, and he took 3 inches off. He really went overboard. He went overboard. Okay, so this could be for anything, like I said. Anything you can imagine, just to do something in some way that's excessive. Okay, now, to go overboard actually has another meaning. It means if you're on a ship, imagine you're on a boat, or you're on a cruise ship, or any kind of marine vessel, right? The word vessel means like a vehicle, right? So a marine, the word marine means to do with the ocean. Okay, so if you're on a marine vessel, that means you're on some kind of a ship or a boat, a barge. A barge is kind of like a big boat. Dogs are fighting again. A barge is a big boat that usually carries like cargo. Yeah, a barge. Maybe you'll see a barge floating down the river. If you go to Germany, for example, you'll see the big barges kind of going down the river. The river's there. It's kind of nice to watch a barge going down the river, going under the bridges. The barges are really kind of flat there, so they can fit under the bridges. It's kind of cool to watch. But yeah, so if you're on a marine vessel and you jump off the edge, well, then you went overboard, right? If you're on board the vessel, that means like you're on it, right? If you go overboard, that means you fall off. So, I mean, maybe if people don't like you, they're going to throw you overboard, right? If you're on a cruise ship or something and you get drunk, you might fall off, you might fall overboard, or your drunk friends might throw you overboard. Hopefully not. Hopefully they don't get drunk and cast you overboard. But it could happen, right? So that's the other meaning. Overboard could be like a ship and you're over the edge into the water. Overboard. But more commonly, you know, we use this as like an idiom to do something excessively, you know. So see that person swinging over there. The person swinging, you know, let's say they go just like they start swinging like faster and faster, and they go like over the top. You could say, man, that person, they're really going overboard. They're really going overboard on their swinging, right? So yeah, this is a very versatile idiom. You can use it for anything, for food stuff, for, you know, for haircutting or decorating something, or you know, for driving. Let's say your friend is driving really fast, you could say, hey, don't go overboard. You know, speed limit is 100. You're going 200. Take it easy, buddy. There's no need to go overboard. There's no need to go overboard, right? So it can be used in any situation, really. So let me know. Give me an example down there. Just think of a situation where you could use this idiom, go overboard, and let me know your example down in the comments, and I'll tell you if it's good, if it's the right use, or if you, for some reason, it doesn't make any sense. So let me know. Have you ever gone overboard? Have you ever gone overboard on a ship? Or have you ever gone overboard in some area in life? I've gone overboard all the time. Sometimes I go overboard at the gym. I just work out too hard, and then my muscles are sore the next day. So yeah, I went a bit overboard at the gym. You know, sometimes you maybe put too much sugar in your tea, or milk in your tea, or anything, you know. Oh, I went a bit overboard. So let me know what you typically go overboard on. Or if you eat a cake, you know, for me, I have a hard time. If I eat like a pie or a cake, I mean, I just eat all of it. I don't just eat one piece, I eat the whole thing. So I could say, yeah, I really went overboard. I told myself I was only gonna have one piece, but ended up eating the whole freaking pie. So I went overboard, sorry about that. Sorry, Grandma, I ate the whole pie. So let me know, do you like going overboard when you eat cake or pie? Well, hey guys, ended up here in a school. What's that yellow thing? Should we go investigate this yellow thing? Some sort of a game. Some sort of a ball game thing. So these things here on the ground, this is for Foursquare. Have you ever played Foursquare before? And when you play Foursquare, you bounce a ball into the other person. So there's one person there. So there's four people. And you have a ball, and you have to bounce it into their square. And then they have to bounce it into, it bounces, right? And then they bounce it into another person's square. And then the person who kind of messes up, they lose the point. But this, let's just take a look at this one here. There's some numbers here. This is 1, 2, 3, and 4. So, does this thing move? No, it doesn't move. What is this, guys? I've never played this game. Is this some sort of a game? I guess I'm assuming you throw the ball up into there, like you throw the ball over there and it comes out one of these holes, I guess. I don't know. Let me know in the comments if you've ever played that game. Must be a game because this is a school here. There's a nice moon and the sun has already set over there. So, well, that's it, guys. Just gonna walk to the grocery store here and pick up some milk. Probably I won't go overboard. I'll just buy one jug of milk. If I was gonna buy like 10 jugs of milk, you could tell me, hey Mark, don't go overboard. One jug of milk is enough, one at a time. So guys, as always, I love you so much. Thanks for joining me in this video. Give me some examples of when you've gone overboard, and well, I'll bid you farewell from beautiful British Columbia, Canada, and as always, I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.